Oh, certainly. And I think that, you know, as I've been trying to say, the profiles are varied and as diverse as there are people. But one of the profiles that is well documented is that if a boy or man has experienced abuse in general and sexual abuse specifically, he may be more likely to engage in similar behavior as a way of acting out his own psychological dynamics in terms of his own experience. So that, again, as we develop services and as we try to have a more coordinated and strategic approach, all the work that is done with youth who have been traumatized becomes even more important when we realize that the traumatized youth are potentially more likely to be perpetrators of trauma later, including sexual abuse. So once again, the integration of services, the understanding of the need for children's services, the support for children authority and the NGOs working with children is not only important for the care and protection of the children, but for the prevention of future pathology. I need to also say that one of the things that is going to make a difference is when we are able to coordinate and collect data from all of these different types of interventions to better help us to identify not only the profiles of potential perpetrators, but the needs of victims, and then of course at the broader level, what are the kinds of dynamics that are evolving in our society that we need to be aware of and we need to challenge, once again getting back to the institutions, influential media, etc. It really needs to be an integrated approach.